You're listening to From Here with Delia and Dawn. Hey, Dawn, how's it going?
Hey, Delia, what's up?
Not much. I mean, I feel like we're in February. In February, there's like so much going on, but I have a question for you.
Yes.
In your kiddo's school district, do they have Lunar New Year as a holiday?
Do they? I feel like I need to go check the calendar. I don't think so. I mean, my kid's in high school in ninth grade now, and I have not seen any emails, though I did get an email about Black History Month.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I didn't get anything about Lunar New Year. What about you?
So currently, like, our school district does not have Lunar New Year off as like no school, but it's like on this list of like, I don't know, I'm thinking hurricanes, but like category 2 holidays. it's not even the right analogy, but it's just like these are holidays where like teachers I don't know, it's something, I swear, it's something like that. But these are like holidays when teachers like aren't supposed to have like major assignments due or like big tests like on Lunar New Year.
Yeah.
So that's where it is currently.
That's great.
Yeah. And, you know, apparently like the school committee is voting tomorrow to see if they're going to change it to like an actual day of no school.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. But I think I sort of have like mixed feelings about it.
What kind of mixed feelings?
Well, I think like in part because it's sort of, I feel like it sort of perpetuates this idea a little bit that like, A, you know, I think a lot of people still say like Chinese New Year instead of Lunar New Year. But I think it sort of perpetuates this idea, you know, that Chinese is synonymous with like Asian American.
Clearly
it's not.
Yes.
You know, but it's like sort of like we get one big holiday on the school calendar and this is it, you know.
Right.
And it's sort of conflated with like Chinese culture often.
Yeah.
You
know. Yes.
So I think it sort of feels complicated to me, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. And it doesn't help like the conflation. I mean, and what I'm guessing you mean by conflation is that there's no differentiation, like people use the word Lunar New Year and Chinese New Year's, right, interchangeably, that people feel like it's like one and the same when it's not.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, and it sort of becomes like the Asian American holiday, you know, mm-hmm. like on the calendar. Like I think sometimes like the way the school calendar sort of feels to me is that it just kind of like tokenizes everything,
yeah.
you know, in like some ways, like just sort of the ways that like, you know, Martin Luther King Day, like there's a lot of positive things about that, but it just sort of like puts like a lot, you know, into one specific holiday. And I think in a way, it sort of does a little bit of a disservice like to the broader like Asian American community, mm-hmm. because it's really like an East Asian holiday that's only celebrated by some people, like some cultures, like not all cultures, and everyone celebrates it in really different ways. You know, like my kiddo who's in fifth grade was sort of like, well, what's the point of like one day off? Like, aren't they supposed to give you 2 weeks off from school? You know, like he's like super
true.
Like,
it's a good question.
Right? You know, so it's kind of like, is it doing everything justice? You know, I think it feels complicated to me, I guess.
Yeah, yes. Because, I mean, the way that we celebrate it, the way that we attempt to observe it here in the States is really different than in China and in Hong Kong, right? Where things literally shut down for 2 weeks, right? And the purpose of that is so people have time to prepare and celebrate. And for many Chinese families, this is the only time of the year where they actually have the opportunity to be together.
Like travel to like see like lots of extended family and stuff.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, does your kids' schools actually like how do they celebrate? How do they observe it? Is there any kind of like lesson or cultural appreciation that happens? Because maybe that is a different way they approach it.
Yeah, they don't really. I think it really depends like on the teacher. And I think mm-hmm. this is like one of those situations where it's like, you know, hint, hint, you know, families, you know, if you would like to come in and lead an activity and share some, you know, like, which sort of puts it back on, you know, the families, you know, the sort of the burden instead of integrating it in a meaningful way, like into the everything, you know, that happens. So it feels like, So I don't think it's recognized in a super meaningful way.
Yeah.
Have you observed like different ways of incorporating that or doing? I mean, California feels different than Massachusetts.
Like, you know, I mean, you would think so. You would think so. And okay, so my son's in a different school district now. I mean, he's high school. I feel like high school, it's like nothing. Nothing really happens in high school, okay? But in middle school, well, that's hard to say because he did middle school during pandemic. So nothing happened. I don't know if there would have been, could have been, should have been. I don't know, but nothing happened. Not even virtually. But elementary school, so that's an interesting thing, right? And he's in the suburb of the San Francisco. And I think that there was... Oh, you know what? I'm misremembering. There was nothing. What I'm remembering. I was about to say, oh, yeah, they had this and crafts and blah, blah. No, he was in Chinese after school. In elementary school. That's what I'm remembering. Like, the memory's not all there, right? And that's when, like, he came back with all these, like, arts and crafts and stuff like that. And so... Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, there was a whole bunch of nothing, even though, right, his elementary and middle school populations, he was among, like, I think the city was something like close to 40% Asian, and of the 40%, right, it was like, you know, 75% Chinese or something like that. You know what? Mm-hmm. I might be making it up right now, okay? But it feels like there's hella Asians, okay? Mm-hmm. And yet there was really nothing. However, mm-hmm. the city did have and continues to have Lunar New Year, and they call it Lunar mm-hmm. New Year Festival, but it's organized by the Chinese Chamber of Commerce of the city. Mm-hmm. So... I don't know. I don't know if like that counts, right? Yeah. So that's my long answer to say no.
Yeah.
There's nothing.
Yeah. Interesting. It's interesting because I was talking to my partner about it to say like, yeah, I think like next year it's going to be like a holiday, and I think he had feelings because he was like, well, I don't have the day off from work.
Yeah, that's like when you ask your friends, like, hey, do you have MLK off? I don't have MLK off. But my kid has MLK off. What the hell? Right?
It's like, so it's like not fully like a thing, you know, it's like, and, you know, like depending on like your work situation, like if you can't take the day off or you only have, you know, 15 vacation days a year.
Like, what's the point? Like, if my kid has it off, but I don't have it off.
Right. It's like one of those things where it's like, okay, well, now we have to shuffle and figure out, you know,
it's like, thanks. So,
right. No, thanks. Like, thanks, school system, for trying.
Yeah. If I could have taken the time to celebrate it in the first place, I would have just done it. But now it's like you made things doubly worse because not only can I not celebrate it, I like even physically can't even be there. So
right. And it's like you're going to do something on Saturday anyways, right? Mm-hmm. Like, because everyone else, you know, most of your family like can gather that on that day. So it just feels like hard to wrestle with, you know, the right way of doing it. And I was looking through like, you know, our school system, like, you know, they had surveys, you know, to try to figure out, you know, should we transition to this? And it just feels like awkward to me in a way, yeah. you know, to try yeah. to figure out like how do we look at this through data, you know, what percentage of our students celebrate this and what percentage of the people who celebrate it, you know, would value having the day off. And like right. in our community, it was sort of, it felt like it was like a comparison of like, oh, well, we have this percentage of like Jewish students and, you know, they appreciate having, you know, Rosh Hashanah off, you know, and we have this yeah. percentage of Asian American students and they say they would appreciate, and it just sort of feels very, it doesn't feel like that's the way,
right.
you know, looking at sort of percentages, like it's sort of not necessarily about that, you know, but about creating like school structures that like fit the needs of the community
yeah.
in like meaningful ways, you know. So
yeah, and also to your earlier point about like this conflation, and it reminds me of I don't know why, but for the past couple of weeks people have been sending me the video of the TikTok CEO, I forget his name, his testimony at the congressional hearing. I don't know if you're mm-hmm. getting this, but I don't know why, right? But I don't know what the algorithm is sending people, but people sending this over. And Senator Tom Cotton, who I think he's like a Republican with Arkansas, he's like aggressively questioning the CEO of TikTok mm-hmm. about his citizenship. Mm-hmm. And the have you seen this? Okay,
I have not watched it.
I will save you because it's freaking infuriating. And I don't know why I subject myself to this, because I feel like now it's like I have a duty to watch it anytime anyone sends it to me. So I've watched it probably like 10 times now. Okay. So, and this goes back to, remember when there was this whole like fear that, you know, TikTok should be regulated or controlled in the U.S. because there's the whole thing was like fear of like child safety, right? Mm-hmm. And because TikTok is owned by China, which it isn't, by the way, okay? Because the CEO is he's Singaporean, and so the Senator Tom Cotton in the video keeps asking him, you know, what is your citizenship, right? And he's like, Singapore. And then he's like, have you ever held a Chinese passport? He's like, no, I'm Singaporean, I have a Singapore passport. He's like, have you ever considered holding a Chinese passport? He's like, no, I am Singaporean, I have a Singapore passport. Have you ever, and then my favorite and the most infuriating, he goes, have you ever been a member of the Chinese Communist Party? And the CEO is like trying to keep his shit together this entire time, because he's yeah. like, dude, I am Singaporean. Why do you
22nd time.
Right. And but Senator Tom Cotton's like completely just like serious. Like he has to get down to the bottom of this, because this guy who looks Chinese, he can't fathom that he's from Singapore. Right. And that he has nothing to do with the Chinese Communist Party. Okay. So, and people, like, I think the average person, including the senator who's been elected by the good people of Arkansas, and I'm really not trying to like judge them, right? They don't realize that Singapore is not part of China, right? It's not like, it's not part of China at all, but people, so anyways, sorry. That was like, I was going off a little, right? But the fact that there's like conflation between yeah. like Lunar New Year and Chinese New Year, like I really think that it's important for us to say Lunar New Year when yeah. we are really talking about a celebration that multiple East Asian countries right. and cultures celebrate.
Right. right.
But that should not be substituted if someone wants to say Chinese New Year.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. And if you're going to say like Lunar New Year, like you sort of have like a responsibility, like not just to do Chinese New Year things.
Yeah.
You know, it's like showcase right. like different things. Like you can yeah. talk, you know, so I think
let's talk about Tet in Vietnam, right?
Exactly.
Like, exactly. Otherwise, if you don't do that, then you end up growing up like Senator Tom Cotton, who can't fathom
right.
that Singaporean is not Chinese.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's my public service announcement. This is why you must know the difference between Lunar New Year and Chinese New Year, okay? Yeah, I can't believe I haven't seen the video. I don't know what it is. Like, I've gotten it 10 times from people this year. Anyway.
I think mostly I just don't, like, trying to, like, not click on everything.
No, but it's, like, people sending it to me. Anyways, right? So, okay, wait, hold on, backtrack. Did I hear you clearly that there is going to be time off for Lunar New Year?
They're voting on it tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow. Oh, okay. Yeah. They haven't decided. And what's the reason? Like, I'm trying to understand the reasoning for this, because why suddenly, especially since, like, most people think that Chinese is Singaporean. Anyways.
I think there've been people. I think there have been, like, there were some students, like, advocating for it last year. You know, I saw some, like, petitions, uh-huh, like, going around. So I think there's, like, and I think, you know, other cities, you know, at least, you know, more recently, like, on the East Coast, like, other cities have, like, added Lunar New Year, you know, to, uh-huh, their school holidays. So I think, you know, I think overall, I think it is, like, important, you know, but it is interesting, like, seeing it, like, the change, you know, and yeah, like, as I was saying, like, before, like, that, you know, they did, like, some surveys and are looking at the demographics of our school system, and there is, like, a large Asian American student population, but they are not all Chinese, you know, they're not all East Asian. So I think it's, yeah, it feels fuzzy to me, you know, right, in terms of how do you extrapolate, you know, from an Asian American student population to Lunar New Year, you know. So I'm like, okay, this is interesting, you know, but, you know, there's so many other, like, holidays on this category 2 list, you know, you know, like, they have, like, Eid on there and, like, Diwali and stuff. So I think there's growing, you know, awareness of, like, there's more holidays to celebrate, you know, but we're, you know, at least in our school, like, we have no school on, like, Good Friday, you know, and that's sort of like, oh, this is interesting. Like, are there big things that people are doing on Good Friday, you know, in terms of activities that take them out of school? Like, and how does that compare, you know, it's sort of this weird comparison, you know, how do you compare,
right,
you know, is Good Friday deserve a day off the same as Lunar New Year? Like, it's a very, it's a complicated sort of thing, I think.
Well, the one thing I do like about this whole thing, and I know we've laughed about this whole category 2 thing, right, is that there seems to be, even with that status, that holiday status, that there is some recognition that, hey, you know, this is a busy time for families in the community right now, and, you know, maybe don't schedule anything major.
Yeah.
And that's actually, you know, in many universities and colleges that I've worked at, right, just getting faculty to understand that, hey, you should probably not, like, schedule an exam during this time.
Right.
Especially, you know, the example, and this, again, not to conflate Chinese students from China and Chinese American students, right, but many international students return to China, right, to actually observe and celebrate Chinese New Year with their Chinese families in China, right? Mm-hmm. And they usually take 2 weeks, you know, to do that, right? And so it's been, I think, a bit of a struggle, you know? And then you have, right, this contrast of, like, say, a Chinese American family, and I know there are Chinese American families who don't celebrate Chinese New Year at all. Right?
Because no one ever had the days off.
Exactly. No one ever had day off. They're not learning it. They didn't send their kids to Chinese school. They didn't go to Chinese school. So guess what? There's nothing happening. Right? And they give out red envelopes willy-nilly. Okay? So, right? So I think that there's an opportunity here within school districts to talk to families about, well, what's relevant? Like, how relevant is Good Friday? Right? And not only is it, like, giving the kid the day off to be able to, you know, be with family, but how can we bring these cultures and traditions and integrate them into the curriculum so that the kids and the family see the school as part of their community,
Right. Yeah.
Right. I think that conversation can be had. But is anyone having that conversation? I don't know. Clearly, it would be a different world if I ran it. Okay.
We're just talking about everything. We're just going to talk about it all.
Right. Right.
But I think it's important, you know, because I think just seeing like a list of dates, you know, doesn't kind of tell the whole story. Like, I think it's really important to like understand, you know, what are the reasons, you know, why people need these days off? Like, what, you know, are they traveling or are they, you know, going to, you know, religious observances or like, what's the kind of, what's behind it all, you know, unpacking it, I think is really important. So,
I agree with you. And I think this is also an opportunity for a teacher to have in service to learn about these cultural traditions, right? Mm-hmm. That may be really like resonant and relevant to their students as well. So, wow, I didn't know like all of this was not happening in your district. All of this was happening and not happening in your district. Happy year of the dragon.
It's coming.
I know. I mean, I can't even believe that we're in February already. Have you done your resolutions yet, or you don't do resolutions?
I don't do resolutions. I'm just feeling like stressed out about like everything needs to be, you know, it's not super clean at this moment. Since everyone has been like in the house and like, but we did do hair. Everyone has got their hair cut.
Yeah.
So that we're that one, we got that one.
Right.
Got that one covered.
And for people who don't know what we're talking about, okay, usually the lead up to Chinese New Year, what you can explain it. Why do you need your haircut before Chinese New Year?
Because you're not supposed to like do it, use like sharp things. Like once you're in the new year, you're not supposed to use sharp things because that's going to like cut away your bad luck. I don't know, something.
Cut away your good luck.
Cut away your good luck. Sorry. Yes.
Yeah.
I said that backwards.
Yeah. At the beginning of the year, it's like your good luck meter is at 100. So you don't want to do anything to prevent. Yeah. You don't want to self-sabotage, right? So you don't like cut your hair. You don't use a broom to sweep. You don't do any cleaning because that's all like sweeping and cleaning away, you know, good luck.
The good luck. Right? Yes. Yeah. So we have to do all of that before New Year comes.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think the haircut thing is always like, we got to plan and like figure this out, right? You have to like make time to like schedule haircut appointments and stuff. So that one we've covered. The cleaning is a work in progress.
So the thing that I've always been curious about is it that you can't get a haircut the entire week or is it just on that day?
I don't know. I'll have to ask I think my kiddo knows the answer to that. I feel like it might even be like 2 weeks, you know.
No, like, I'm totally screwed because I totally forgot and I scheduled my haircut on the 13th, right? And I get my hair cut at one of those places where it's like, you don't reschedule. Otherwise, you are waiting another 3 months.
6 weeks,
to get it.
Yeah.
Okay. So I realized this last week and I was like, what's the rule? What is the rule? And I'm like, you know what, it's okay, it's far enough after the beginning of New Year where maybe it's like I made the cutoff.
Yeah, yeah. You know? you've sucked in all the good luck and you're good.
No, so we're gonna have to revisit this episode a year from now just to see how my 2024 turned out because I got a haircut. During New Year's. Yeah, no, it's not pretty. Yeah. But you also do like the red envelopes and the oranges and all that stuff. Like you do the whole shebang, right? The whole thing.
I don't have any nieces or nephews or niblings to give red envelopes to, but give them to our kids, and so there's a small amount of that. We just sort of accumulate oranges, I think, and we'll do some like a fish, you know, on New Year's Eve, which is more stuff about good luck and prosperity
and a plentiful year, symbolized by the fish.
We don't go like super super all out, but it's like I just feel a little like I should make a good faith effort at like doing some cleaning this week, but it's kind of hard.
Well, I already told my son, right? I'm like, you have to do all your laundry tomorrow night. All right. Because I'm going to be out of town Thursday and Friday for some work travel. So there should be zero pieces of dirty laundry in your basket. Okay.
Because so, that's going to subtract.
Yeah. From your good luck meter, every article of clothing is 1%. He's like, okay, mom.
Got it. No dirty clothes.
Right. No dirty clothes. Okay. Everything's got to be clean. Okay. But because I'm traveling out of town on Thursday and Friday and Lunar New Year is on Saturday, that means we have to have everything ready and clean tomorrow.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So tomorrow is going to be the last day of preparation before the New Year. Yeah. Well, tomorrow's going to be a stressful day.
Lots of good luck in doing the best you can.
Yes, doing the best I can, because I've already screwed myself. I scheduled a haircut next week. Okay, so you know, at this point, I'm just trying to like mitigate the subtraction from the good luck meter. Okay.
This is like when you're like, I'm just not going to like press the gas right now, and there's a hill coming up, so I'm just going to conserve everything. I'm just going to like
coast. Okay.
Good luck coasting.
Yeah, happy. I mean, in all seriousness, happy New Year. I hope you have a wonderful Year of the Dragon. It's supposed to be a very good year for dragons. And, you know, I can't wait to have more podcasting adventures with you this Year of the Dragon.
Yes. Well, thanks for giving me some space to kind of get out some of my jumbled thoughts around like holidays and like what they mean. So I appreciate that. To our listeners, you know, we'd love to hear your opinions and like, do your kids and do your schools like have Lunar New Year off? Like, what do you think about this? How are you preparing? As always, you can find us on Instagram at From Here Podcast, and you can also leave us comments, rate us on your favorite podcast listening platforms. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll be back soon. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.